For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, the 22nd of July. I hope you're well. Coming up.
They had felt that he lost the ability to do the job and they wanted to be given another choice.
All eyes on Kamala as Biden pulls out and why employers will struggle with auto-enrollment pensions. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Joe Biden insists he will continue to serve as US president until the end of his current term. He announced last night that he was stepping down from the 2024 presidential race, instead endorsing his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party nominee. Pressure had been mounting on Mr. Biden to pull out after a TV debate last month. His term in office will end on January 20th next year. Lindy Lee, a strategist for the Democrats, is praising the president for making such a difficult decision, saying it was the right one.
I'm getting messages from donors around the country and they're uniformly relieved. There's not a single person that I've spoken with who disagrees with this very selfless act. President Biden made the right choice.
Kamala Harris is already picking up some big name endorsements as she vows to earn and win the nomination to replace Joe Biden in November's presidential election race. He's backing his current number two, as is former President Clinton and others, including Gavin Newsom and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The exact next steps aren't clear. For some voters outside the White House in Washington, attention is already turning to Vice President Kamala Harris.
For Kamala Harris, it would be really hard to beat Donald Trump.
We believe in what the Democrats are doing.
I think the country isn't ready for what she has to deliver.
She polls even worse than Biden.
Democratic strategist Jenna Arnold believes the president has shown leadership by stepping back. She's also supporting his endorsement of Vice President Kamala Harris to become the Democratic Party's nominee.
I entirely trust the Biden camp that we're not going to be faced with some sort of legal challenges that might intimidate or threaten this process. And so putting that aside, Kamala is the most qualified person to be at the top of our ticket.
Former Republican presidential candidate Joe Walsh thinks the news will have thrown the Trump camp.
I think he's scared to death. He's a coward, but he's always had trouble with strong women. They built their entire campaign to run against 81-year-old Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is a wild card.
Two other news now, and another fire broke out at the former Crown Paint site in Coolock in Dublin last night for the fourth night in a row. Dublin Fire Brigade fought the blaze at the building on the Malahide Road and were helped by Gardaí. No one was injured. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald says it's time the government listened to the community there. Mary Lou MacDonald says it's right to condemn the scenes of violence from the past week, but she says the community is angry, scared and frustrated after being left in a dangerous vacuum.
We now need to restore order. We now need to move from condemnation to engagement. And we need to find solutions. And at the heart of that is engagement with the wide community. And by the way, when I say the community, I mean the totality of it, not just those that are currently protesting. The whole community needs to be engaged.
The Taoiseach says he would very clearly support a complete ban on tanning beds. A number of TDs have been calling for them to be outlawed, expressing concerns over cancer risks. A recent study by UCC found 1 in 10 people used a sunbed at least 8 times during 2020. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he believes the evidence is clear on the relationship between sunbeds and cancer.
I would. And again, for me, they are carcinogenic. And I face this fundamental moral question. When we did the smoking ban many years ago, when the report came back and said passive smoking was a carcinogen, causes cancer, would we contemplate, then the action had to be very clear in response. It's similar to asbestos.
Women of Honour is making an application for full legal representation at a sitting of a tribunal in Dublin today. The group is urging all former and current personnel who have been allegedly abused or witnessed wrongdoing to come forward. Retired Army Captain Diane Byrne says today is an important step.
Today we have oral applications for legal representation, which is something that we feel very strongly about and strongly advocated for going into this process, so that everybody that's looking to engage can engage safely and that we can go work toward building trust so that we have parity for all the victims taking part and just basically equality of arms.
In entertainment news, Twisters has done better than expected at the US box office on its opening weekend. The standalone sequel to the 1996 movie raked in the equivalent of $80 million in sales from 4,000 cinemas across the US. Twisters is already out in Ireland. And in sport, in GAA, for the first time since 2013 and only the fifth time ever, Clare are the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Champions. They beat Cork on a scoreline of 329 to 134 after extra time at Croke Park yesterday. After Clare made a poor start to the game, Captain Tony Kelly put in a massive performance, scoring a goal and 4 points. Manager Brian Lowen says he played a huge part and was pleased with their resilience.
I think how we responded after the first couple of minutes, Edo getting that goal brought us right back into it, and then we were able to relax a bit, and I think we played hurled well from there on. I suppose that, and look, just, you know, Tony just caught fire in the second half and on into extra time.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.